Let's talk about what's next with ATA Next. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
ATA Nation, welcome back. This is your host, Senior Master Zach Hayden, and this is episode number 88 of the ATA Nation Podcast. We are super excited to be back with you today, kicking off season three with a lot of great episodes, a lot of great guests. Don't forget, if you missed last week's awesome episode with ATA Ambassador, Mr. Kevin Walls, who did receive his new belt. Congratulations, sir. We want you to make sure that you head over to ATAMA.ninja/uncut and get kind of our insider membership. It costs like $2 or something like that. But we're going to be sending like trading cards to you guys for each episode. So if you're in the insiders group, you're going to be getting a trading card, and we're going to send that first one out for Mr. Walls later this week. So make sure that you get that taken care of. ATAMA.ninja/uncut. Because you want to get that, we're only going to have as many cards as we have people at membership. So you're going to miss out and not get the whole collection for season three. So ladies and gentlemen, I had a great weekend. I don't know about you guys, but I was off to Hammond, Indiana for an awesome tournament out there with Mrs. Coglanese and her team. And I got to do live broadcast of the event there with a local radio crew that does video and stuff as well. We commentated some team sparring. We got to, you know, tell them all about ATA and stuff like that. And it was a lot of fun. So congratulations to Mrs. Coglanese on a great tournament out there. A lot of fun. This weekend, we've got a lot of awesome tournaments as well. I know I will be in South Bend for the Class A tournament there. I know a bunch of you guys were at the Texas Twister last weekend as well, and other events across the country. Make sure you're checking out the upcoming events on the calendar. And we'll talk a little bit about that more at the end. But now we want to get into our interview. And our interview today is got Master Seth Berkey, awesome school owner, friend of mine, and he is one of the brains behind the ATA Next program. You might have seen this at World Championships this year. You might have attended, or just wondered what was going on. And we want to give you a little bit more information about what ATA Next really is. So, without further ado, here is Master Seth Berkey.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us today Master Seth Berkey, who is super busy today, I'm sure, getting ready for his big Class A tournament. By the time you guys hear this episode, you'll have come and gone from the awesome Battle at the Bend. But how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. And just a reminder for everyone, we do have another one in September. So if you miss August, we'll be happy to see you on September 30th.
True. Yes. Class A, September. Also, so you definitely want to get to South Bend. Come see us up there. Now, Master Berkey, I wanted to have you on today because there was this new thing at World Championships that some people saw. You had a huge crowd, but it was real new, and still people had questions about it. It's this thing called ATA Next. What is ATA Next?
Yeah, so ATA Next is kind of a brainchild that Mr. Morton and I had originally come up with to help young instructors learn a little bit more about what it means to do martial arts as a career. ATA has always had really great resources for adults. You know, we have ATA Thrive, we have Thrive Live. And as Thrive Live became popular, instructors started to send their juniors to it. But it was at a level that the juniors weren't quite ready to handle. So ATA Next was kind of birthed out of this idea that we need a different set of classes for our students who are, you know, between the ages of 14 and 22, who are either exploring martial arts as a career or who have martial arts as a career but want to get better at what they do.
Very cool. So it's really targeting those pre-college guys that are interested. They're like, hey, I might want to do this. And it's getting them and their parents more information. What did it look like this time at World Championships? I know this was the initial rollout. We're, you know, just trying it. What was it like this time?
Yeah, absolutely. So this World Championships, we did a beta testing of a single course, which would come out of ATA Next, which would be called Next Steps, just kind of figuring out what you would want to do in martial arts as the next steps in your career. And we discussed with people between the ages of, I think we had as young as 13 and we had as old as 50s and 60s. So even though we're kind of targeting that early high school to early college crowd, it's applicable to many different types of people. But what we did at this particular seminar was we spent a couple hours discussing the different ways that martial arts can be effective as a career, whether you're not sure whether you want to do it yet, but you don't want to put your dreams on hold for a backup plan. And we talked about how ATA Sangam University might be a good option for those students, how they can earn a degree while being involved in their martial arts school. We also spent time discussing the traditional path, which is martial arts as a school owner, and why you may or may not want to open your own school, but making sure that everyone knows that doesn't have to be the default. You don't have to, you know, throw tens of thousands of dollars in a hope and a risk for something that you're not trained how to do yet. And maybe instead getting some experience first or choosing a career working for a more established school owner that can provide you with all of the love of teaching martial arts without any of the hassle of taxes and advertisements and angry parents and all those things that we know as business owners we have to deal with on a daily, weekly basis.
I love that. I mean, there's so many people. I know when I is a few years ago, 20 some years ago, went down to headquarters to take the back then it was the basic business course. You had to go down to headquarters and take this, you know, couple day long course. I know Grandmaster DeLegge, one of the first things he was like, go get the E-Myth, go read the E-Myth. Because you need to know that you're not just teaching martial arts. And I love that you guys are talking about these different versions of what it might look like to continue to do martial arts as a career. What was the feedback from the audience? Did you get, I'm sure with something new, if there's some positives, there's some, you know, things that you want to tweak and improve, but what was the overall feel from the crowd there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just like any seminar, there are things that we can improve, feedback for speakers to make their presentations better. But the overall feedback was incredibly positive. We had, we have different goals within ATA Next. And I think we got feedback kind of touching on each of those, which is really neat. We had a parent come up to us and say, hey, you know, my son's been really interested in martial arts as a career, but I was pushing him away from it because I didn't see how it could be something that would be stable for him. And after hearing this seminar, it's something that we're more open to considering. We had another parent come up to us and say, hey, it was just really refreshing having people talk real numbers with us and letting us know what the risks are, what the benefits could be. And then, you know, one of the more interesting ones, you know, when we talk about running a school as a career for somebody else, there's always kind of, I don't know, maybe a little hesitation on, you know, are people trying to steal my students or anything like that. And that's never the goal. I think as an industry, we benefit when everyone raises their game and we keep talent within ATA versus sending them off to, you know, what engineering or architecture or whatever else they choose to do. So kind of like how as business owners, we learn we're not in competition with each other. We're in competition with basketball and football and dance and all the other things. We had a feedback from parents that said, hey, you know, I was really struggling to stay in martial arts with my current school owner because I wasn't sure whether there was a career path forward. But knowing that there are options, I'm excited to stay with my current school owner for longer and make sure that, you know, we stick it out as long as we can with them. So I thought that was really interesting feedback as well, that even when people are looking at pathways that may not be with their original school owner, I think it's helping with retention overall for the current schools, whether or not they have the ability to host these people for careers in martial arts or not.
That's excellent. What neat feedback from different groups. And I love that, you know, we have the ability in martial arts to let people use martial arts as a career, but that looks different for different people. You know, we both know, Chief Master Sandoval, who had a full-time regular career while running a school. I think that's crazy. I think I would explode trying to do that. He made it work and he was awesome. You've got a couple of locations, you know, multi-school owner, you know, big operation, lots of employees. And then there's people, you know, more like me who have, you know, one or two locations, but it's a pretty one person job with some add-on little help here and there. So it's great to have our younger students and their parents, especially seeing all these different options. I know ATA Songnam University has been kind of a big thing we've been talking about a lot recently. A lot of people checking that out and trying that out. How do you see this working together with Songnam University? You mentioned it a little earlier, but I think some people might be thinking that these are in conflict with each other when they really can work together.
Yeah, so the seminar that we discussed at Worlds really just showed the different options that people have and letting people decide based on the information what is best for them. You know, again, I don't think that we're in competition with each other as long as we're keeping the ATA talent within the ATA. So partnering with Songnam University for that particular portion of ATA Next really allows us to just show people what they can do. You know, there are some people who their parents say it is a requirement that you go to college. I will not support you in martial arts unless you get a degree. And this Songnam University path may be a way for them to keep focusing on their dreams without putting it on backup while they have to get their degree. They can do a both and at the same time. And there are people whose parents don't value higher education, or maybe it's not the right path for them. And then maybe they go straight into ownership or management or anything else. But I think that's how those two things partner together with the ATA Next Steps and Songnam University. It's just, you know, two halves of the same coin. It's just deciding which one is the best for each person.
Cool. Now, obviously, this was the first, you know, kind of the beta of one of the ATA Next courses. What are you guys looking? How are you looking to expand? What are you looking to do next with ATA Next?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year, I'll be in talks with our new CEO, Senior Master Lee, to discuss the different options that we have available for ATA Next. But my vision of it is that it's not pigeonholed into this just next step piece. I think it was a phenomenal class that we taught at Worlds, but I think this is a very small portion of what people need to learn. You know, I remember growing up as a younger martial artist, there are things that, you know, we were just taught you have to learn by getting thrown in the deep end. Like, you don't know how to teach adults, just figure it out. Go teach adults until someone gets hurt and then you learn, don't do that anymore. So I think there are courses that our young adults really need to hear, you know, whether it's on the martial arts side of this is how to teach people who are older than you. This is how to, you know, teach women who have had children. I know as a young martial arts star, our big joke was I always started class with frog hops. I loved frog jumps. That was great. And then finally we had a group of moms come up and they're like, Mr. Berkey, like I pee every time I jump. Like we cannot start class with frog jumps. All the moms are quitting. And that's just something I didn't know. You know, I had no idea as a 21-year-old boy that was an issue. So things like how to teach adults, how to gain the respect of parents when you are not a parent yourself yet, having the expertise in helping raise children, because I think a lot of our younger school owners have this fear of, I'm not a parent, so I don't know how to help parent their kids. But really, we raise, you know, 100 people a week, 200, 300 people a week, while parents, you know, have to raise one. And while those things are absolutely different, it doesn't negate the experience that our young instructors have. So teaching them how to step into their authority, I think, is really important for them. And then, you know, on the other side, different things that they might need to learn on the business. You know, these are financial stability courses that you need. If you want to be a positive school owner, you have to have yourself in line first. You have to get your finances aligned. You need to be physically fit yourself. Here's how we need to eat better. Here's how we need to sleep. I think the last stat I heard was the average teenager spends 7 hours and 56 minutes a day on their phone. And that's the average. Mm-hmm. And when we're looking at, hey, if you want to be a business owner, that's not a healthy model, number one, for your students, but your brain's probably turning into mush. You're not going to get the success you want when you're spending that much time on your screen. So here are different things that you need to do, different books you need to read, like the E-Myth, or different ways to get physically fit, keep your brain sharp. So I have a dream for ATA Next to be a well-rounded piece, similar to ATA Thrive, but really honed in on the young people who may not be ready for those business level courses yet.
That's really cool. I think, you know, what a great idea to really be honing that young age group. You know, I just think back when, you know, when I started, it was just like, you certified and then like, hey, go take this basic business course, open a school. And now with all these options, I mean, between Sangam University, ATA Next. You know, you look at the improved instructor training things that we have with the skills courses with Melody Johnson, you know, just learning about brain skill, you know, all these kind of things. You know, we've got going to have some top level talent this next generation. It's going to be pretty amazing. So we want to thank you for what you're doing with ATA Next. Right now, I don't think there's anything on the calendar for next at Nationals, but maybe keep an eye out on that for the future.
Absolutely, yes. Nothing's on the calendar just yet, but keep an eye out for any last-minute announcements. You know, as Mrs. Master and I go through senior mastership training, hopefully this year, Spring Nationals may be a little bit busy for another launch, but we are planning on Worlds having a bigger venue, a bigger event. Again, that's all dependent on Senior Master Lee and the leadership of ATA, but we're in talks to make that happen.
Yes, sir. Well, again, thank you for your time, and we'll see you in South Bend soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day, everyone.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
So, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you to Master Berkey for taking time and giving us more information about ATNX. Exciting things to come for all of our you know, future licensees, future school owners, future instructors. I'm telling you, this is the time to be looking at martial arts as something that you're going to get to do, you know, for the rest of your life as an instructor, as a school owner, whatever you might want. Really cool stuff. But upcoming events, the big thing I wanted to hit, obviously make sure you're checking out the upcoming events on atamartialarts.com. But I wanted to make sure that I plugged the training at Fall Nationals. So the early bird for training registration ends on the 10th. So you'll save money if you register early there. And then there's obviously other deadlines to save money in that. But make sure you're starting now to plan your training at Fall Nationals. Lots of awesome stuff. I love this year the schedule they've got set up, which basically has like four blocks. And you can do any of the training in those different four blocks. In the future, we'll talk about some of the specific trainings that they're going to have there. But make sure you just head over to atamartialarts.com, check out the Fall Nationals information, get signed up for the training. Tournament registration is up already for that. So you don't want to miss out on saving some money. You know you're going to go. It's going to be a great time. We love Pittsburgh out there. So check that out. I talked to some great people this weekend that I'm going to have on the podcast soon. So we've got some more awesome guests coming. I've got a guest coming to come on and talk about the Pan Am Championships that are coming up, all kinds of great stuff. So make sure that you're hitting the subscribe button. Make sure that you are, you know what you could do? What would really help? We've got a ton of people out there in ATA Nation. Share this podcast with them, okay? On your podcast, favorite podcasting app, make sure you click the share button and send it over by text or post it on social media, Instagram, whatever the case might be. You'll notice that we're putting a little more video on Instagram Reels, so you can get some little info on what the episodes are all about. But to get the whole thing, you need to go to your podcast player and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button, the like button, all that jazz to make sure we're super awesome with ATA Nation. We want to make sure we're getting this information out to everybody, having a lot of fun. So, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
So here's the secret part at the end. If you're just listening to the audio, you might not. Let me know if you hear anything different. I'm actually doing the different parts and I'm recording them all with video as well. So we can use these on Instagram, maybe even put the episodes fully up in video on YouTube. Let me know what you think about that. Is the audio quality different this time? Would you prefer to go back the other way? Do you notice it all? Let me know. Shoot me a DM over on Instagram. Follow us, ATA Nation Podcast. And we'll talk next week, guys.